Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast. I'm Kimberly Dondo, Digital Content Manager. And in this week's Weekend Essay podcast, we have features editor Maria Merricks asking, will tech be the advice industry's downfall? Take it away, Maria.
Having recently returned from a year's maternity leave, the saying everything has changed but nothing has changed is something that has really struck me about this industry. Yes, in my absence from money marketing, the world went wild again, with a war on European soil and more changes to the government here than I managed hot dinners. I say again, as my first maternity leave saw a COVID strike, don't worry, I'm not planning anymore. So of course, a lot has happened, but here we are, nothing having really changed either. Provider service is still making advisors tear their hair out. The regulator is still raising questions and heart rates. Regulatory fees are still causing frustration. And then there's advisor tech. Already I am hearing the same complaints, absolutely reasonable ones, I might add. Take this advisor quoted by the Landcap Mark Polson in his recent piece for us on the misaligned incentives of advisors and tech providers. We don't feel well supported by technology providers. They're more interested in upselling us to maximum features rather than helping us get the most out of our software. But what about this parapanner? There is a massive gap in the skill set required for IT implementations. Professional bodies need to start recognising this and help individuals learn the necessary skills. Sound familiar? Probably, because it's the same silly problems. Greedy providers, clunky processes, lack of integration. It feels like the industry is going nowhere when it comes to tech. And it was from this observation my mind went back to a Weekend Essay from early 2021, which looked to a world in the not-too-distant future where augmented and virtual reality would play a key role in financial advice. The benefits are clear. VR could catapult clients to their future, helping them visualise with much more clarity what that could look like, what the implications of their decisions today would be. Picture a client meeting taking place on a tropical beach or on a cruise through Scandinavia. The numbers could be run there and then in front of their eyes as to how the financial plan could allow them to retire to this life and when. The scenario would raise considered questions and honest answers about their aspirations. The technology is absolutely available today to be able to put someone through the equivalent of a Christmas carol based on their own life, says FTRC founder Ian McKenna. Just think how effective it would be to show someone two versions of their future life, one with everything planned for and one not so much. As the Weekend Essay explored, Fidelity Labs, the technology incubator of Fidelity Investments, was one of the first to work out how VR could help clients understand financial concepts and products back in 2018. Dynacron, a US-based IT consulting firm, also launched a VR wealth project in 2019, which helped clients understand the retirement journey by simulating things such as the kind of house they would live in and where they would be able to go on holiday. Indeed, as one of its top 10 trends for wealth management in 2019, consultancy Capgemini predicted AR and VR would spur pro-investment behaviour among millennials and drive new client acquisition. So where are we now? Well, you would think COVID might have provided a catalyst for further developments in the world of advice tech. After all, clients and advisors seem to adapt quickly to the use of video conferencing and client portals. But sadly, things appear to have stagnated. I know several companies have been busy working on it, but obviously nothing has been delivered. The tech ability exists, but the platform is just not there yet in our industry, says McKenna. It's a subject on the agenda again as Apple readies the launch of its new AR headset, but at a reported $3,000 a pop, the question is who could justify that? Even with what I do for a living, I don't think I could, says McKenna, who admits to having an Oculus VR headset, first developed by Meta in 2019, sitting on the side that he has only used once. So if tech guru McKenna isn't using VR regularly, why should we be expecting others to? I'm the first to say I've always been a bit sceptical of the concept. Having mostly linked it to gaming, not my forte, I must admit, it's always seemed gimmicky to me, a novelty. But here's the uncomfortable truth. It doesn't matter what most of you read and think, what I think, or what McKenna thinks. The fact of the matter is that the future of advice is going to look very different, and advice as we know it needs to keep up or die. Our industry is no good at looking forward and thinking about how the next generation is going to behave, or what it's going to want. The biggest issue for advice is engaging that next generation, says McKenna. Advice timelines can be debated, but the direction of travel is clear. Advice will not be priced and delivered like it is today. It won't look anything like it does today. There is no denying whoever is going to really change things needs deep pockets. And therein lies another question. How long until big tech makes a serious play in the advice space? How long until Amazon steps up from household insurance offerings into savings and investments? What if Apple, the second biggest payment service provider in the world, comes up with a financial planning tool? Because this isn't just about VR. Indeed, you might think of that as an extreme example of something the industry is falling short on. No, it's much bigger than that. It's what it signifies. A disregard for the future of advice, for what the next generation needs, a staleness, inertia. Advisor tech is failing at the most basic levels. And all the while, it muddles through the same old problems. Huge things are happening elsewhere. Not waking up to that will mean the end of life as the advice industry knows it.
Thanks, Maria, for a great Weekend Essay podcast. We do hope that you enjoyed it. Please do keep up to date with all our new releases via Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcasts from. You can also keep up to date with all our new content published on the Money Marketing website, as well as our print edition Money Marketing magazine. So make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. See you next time.